Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, welcome back. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister until 6 o'clock tonight, and we are ready to talk some Tulane football with Gary Smith, Tulane beat writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, also publisher of the WaveReport.com. Really, since the Kansas State-Oklahoma game, Gary, welcome to the show. You're on with Deuce and myself, and then just a statement game to go to Annapolis, 35-0, to kind of secure your third straight year in the conference title game. Don't know where yet, but man, that's an impressive win to go to Annapolis the way Navy's been playing this year and shut them out.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. And thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate giving me the time. But yeah, that you could kind of see it coming because this Tulane team is so much better than it was at the beginning of the year. John Summerall came in, coached the team in the spring, realized they had a lot of weaknesses on defense. He went out and got basically five new starters after spring practice. They'd already brought in some guys in the spring. It just took those guys some time to gel, and Tulane was not a particularly good defensive team earlier in the year. They've gotten better and better and better on that side of the ball. They're incredibly deep. And, you know, they'd almost shut out their two previous opponents, Charlotte and Temple. And then they went to Navy, and, yeah, they played their best game of the year and just completely just shackled that offense. This is now a defense that's given up 9 total points in 3 games, and their depth is off the charts. They had over 20 guys make tackles in that game. They basically are too deep at every position with guys that can make plays, and that's made this team extremely, extremely dangerous going down the stretch here.
And that's Gary, I guess that's where, you know, yeah. I think I was going to go with my question was, is that the unit that's probably playing elite at this point of the season?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, their offense is good. Certainly, Mekhi Hughes is one of the better running backs in the country. Darian Mensa was a revelation as a redshirt freshman quarterback. They've got 3 wide receivers who American Athletic Conference DBs have a hard time staying with. But the defense is the story of why this team is so good now. I mean, their leading tackler, Tyler Grubbs, he has 45 tackles for the year in 11 games. He's on pace to have the lowest number of tackles for Tulane's leading tackler since they began keeping official records of those in 1969 because they're just so dang balanced. They got Sam Howard, was a transfer from Austin Peay they brought in, a tremendous leader and a tremendous player, leads the nation with 5 fumble recoveries, a big hitter. You put him and Tyler Grubbs back there at linebacker, and it's one of the smartest linebacker duos in the country and one of the best linebacker duos in the country. So you start there. And yet the defense is just and Greg Gasparato, the defensive coordinator, is an excellent defensive coordinator. They've rounded it. I think they have one of the better defenses in the country right now.
And so it's kind of an open weekend, but really you play on Thursday, so it's quick. But it's kind of a unique situation because So you got, you know, you're like everybody else. You're out there, you're rooting for Army to go and beat Notre Dame. And then you're watching Boise State and Wyoming on the road and UNLV. You got all these other factors involved that you don't control. And all you can worry about, of course, is Memphis on Thanksgiving Day. But it is kind of, I mean, you know, from where things were earlier this year to kind of in this, it's just working your way into the conversation. You got to keep winning and then hope that you get some help, but be in the conversation.
And that's where good coaching comes into play. John Sumrall, look, everything you just mentioned is natural. It would be totally natural for this team to relax a little bit going into that game against Memphis on Thanksgiving night. But John Sumrall, he's going to do everything in his power not to let that happen. And I think it helps that they had a bye week earlier this year and then played really poorly against Rice. And it was a tie game early in the fourth quarter before Tulane put him away. And the players remember that. This is, like you said, this isn't a full bye week. It's a partial bye week, but that's already on their minds that they can't relax 1 second because they feel like they kind of did let down with their previous bye week. I don't really think that's going to be an issue. And yet, the Army-Navy game is interesting. It depends on your perspective who you want to win that game, because if Army wins the game, then that means that Tulane is definitely – not definitely, is most likely going to Army for the conference championship game, because it's going to be based on who is ranked higher in the college football playoff rankings that come out next Tuesday before the Tulane-Memphis game. And if both teams were to win their last conference game, then Army would be the higher-ranked team. And if Army loses to Notre Dame, then Tulane would definitely be the higher-ranked team. And if they beat Memphis, they'd essentially guarantee that they would be hosting the game. So it's kind of, it depends. Yeah, if you're Tulane, maybe you want to beat an Army team that's undefeated and really ranked high, or do you want to have a home game where you have the clear advantage? It'll be interesting to see who they're actually pulling for in that game.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you. Is it based off of where you're ranked determining who hosts that game? And so, yes, you probably for them to be able to host, you want Army to lose, but how do they get back into the conversation as far as being one of those at-large bids?
For the playoffs, you know, it really there's two fronts on that. One, they're in really good position if Boise State loses a game. Now, that's a problem because Boise State, they have the best running back in the country in Ashton Gentry, and they actually lead the nation in sacks. So it may be asking a lot for Boise State to lose a game, but Boise State has not played as well recently. They were down 14-0 in the second quarter to San Jose State on Saturday, and San Jose State had 4th-and-1 at the 2-yard line to go up 21-0, didn't convert it. It went downhill from them there. But and it really doesn't matter. As long as Tulane wins their next two games, if Boise State loses, I think Tulane will be in the playoffs if that happens. But if you're assuming Boise State isn't going to lose, it does matter who Tulane beats and how they beat them, because the other possibility to get in is the Big 12. Right now, they have a bunch of two-loss teams. If those teams lose again, there's a real possibility that a Tulane 11-2 Tulane that just beat Memphis and Army would be ahead of the Big 12 representative. And there's no rule that the Power Four conferences get in. It's the top five rated conference champion. So there's really two scenarios for Tulane to get in the playoffs. One is Boise State losing if Tulane wins out, and the other is both Colorado and BYU right now have two losses, and I think Iowa State has two. If all of them lose again before the Big 12 season is over, that's another way that Tulane could get in. So that actually might be a more realistic possibility than Boise State losing at this point.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Understood. I got to ask you about the hoop squads uptown.
Yep.
So far, what are your thoughts, early in the year so far of what you've seen?
I don't really have many thoughts on them because their schedule has been so weak. I will say this, their defense is a lot more, they play with a lot more intensity and they have a lot more athletic ability on defense than they did last year. Again, you gotta judge who they played as part of this, but right now Tulane's second in the country in field goal percentage defense. Opponents are only hitting 30% of their shots against them after five games. Obviously that's going to change when the schedule toughens up, but Ron Hunter, he had to remake his whole roster pretty much after losing almost all of his key guys from last year for various reasons. He's pretty optimistic, but I'm going to wait till they start playing better competition to see where they are, because there's so many new parts. Offensively, they've looked a little sketchy in the first five games. We'll see what happens down the road.
So just, flipping back kind of to the football situation, because it's an issue. It's a good issue, and it's, if you're not playing well, you're looking at your coach. If you're playing well, somebody else is looking at your coach.
No doubt.
And so, John Sumrall, you see it every year, and it's a testament to the organization and the school, but you got to figure out a way to try and keep him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, John Sumrall checks every box. He's personable. He relates well to his players. He coaches well. He hires well. He's everything a Power Four conference school would be looking for. He's now been a head coach for 3 years, and he's yet to lose in October, November, or December as a head coach. He was 1-2 in his first 2 years at Troy, won the conference championship without losing again both years, and he was 1-2 in his first year at Tulane, and he's in position if he wins his next two to do the same thing. Yeah, I mean, look, one case Tulane can make is that everything's in place. In the current system, you can make the college football playoff at a school like Tulane, and that was not the case until this new system with the 12 teams in the playoff. But yeah, there's definitely that concern, and the biggest concern right now is Kentucky. That's his alma mater. He was an assistant coach there. They're having a tough time. I think they've lost five games in a row. If Stoops is forced out there, you'd got to think that John Sumrall would be the first person that Kentucky would look after. So yeah, that obviously, if you're winning, that's the case. I think, and by the way, I think that was a huge thing Tulane did, because I think in past administrations they would not have gone after John Sumrall because they would have been worried that he would leave too quickly. And that's just, you can't think that way. You've got to bring in a coach who's going to win, who puts himself into a position where that's a possibility. And Tulane did. I'm telling you, the other candidates that were the finalists for the Tulane head coaching job, I think if any one of them had gotten it, this team might be 4-6 right now. And they got John Sumrall, and they're sitting there with a real chance to win a second conference championship in 3 years and an outside chance to make the college football playoff. It's heady times right now. And, yeah, with a little concern on top of that.
Right. So my final question is kind of that, and it's like we've waited so long to get this 12 playoffs, but it already feels like, man, they're going to tweak this thing, right? Five automatic qualifiers, just five conference champions, highest rank, and the top four of those get byes. We've waited so long to get it out. We can't wait to change it.
it's a concern, but it's more a concern. What would really be a concern is if the SEC or the Big Ten and the Big Ten felt slighted, because they're the two dominant conferences right now. I'm not sure what the reaction will be. Say if the Big 12 doesn't get anybody in the playoff, the Big 12 would be furious if that happened, but I don't think it carries the same weight. The SEC and the Big 10 control everything now, but yet that is certainly a concern, and that's another factor, is will the group of five conferences get squeezed out of a future playoff if they change the format. They're safe for 2 years for sure, but yeah, you bring up a legitimate point there.
Well, that's an off weekend, but you're going to be working on Thanksgiving. But have a great Thanksgiving for you and your family. Keep that roll wave rolling, and then host another championship, because they've won back to back.
And just one quick thing on this. If Tulane were to make the college football playoff, I'm not kidding you, they would have a chance to win that first game. It wouldn't be easy because they'd be on the road almost certainly playing a number five seed. But this Tulane team, there's no great teams in college football this year, and this Tulane team is talented enough that they can play with anybody in the country.
Right. They would not be anybody would want to play, I can assure you of that.
Nope.
Gary
Absolutely
Smith.
Absolutely not.
You bet. Appreciate your time. Tulane beat writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, also publisher of thewavereport.com. Thank you, my friend. Enjoy the night.
Thanks for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
Good stuff, as always, and fun to have because Tulane's been a real bright spot uptown and for this, college and pro football season, though there's a lot of football to be played.